When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. Now, remember, if you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. And today I want to talk about you are the cause, you are the cure, you are the answer. You are the cause, you are the cure, you are the answer. You are the cause, you are the cure, you are the answer. Man, isn't that crazy? Well, wait a minute, JV. Wait a minute. You're playing God. No, that's not what I'm saying. I believe in a higher power. I mean, how could I not? Who the fuck created this beautiful, greatest of all time human being? Me and you. Think about that. Yes, I believe in a creator. Something had to create this freaking amazing. Trillions of things are happening autonomically within my body. Think about that. I'm talking. I'm moving my hands. My eyes are freaking going like crazy shit. You know, I just took a poop. Like, think about that. How cool is that? Who created that you can take a poop? I mean, like, think about that. You just sit on toilet and this poop comes out. There's a waste system in your body. You have a freaking waste system in your body. Like, how neat is that? You get to fart. The farts smell so crazy. Who came up with the smell of farts? Like, think about that. Shit's so much fun. And farts are funny, too. Who made farts funny? Like, think about how cool God is, the creator is like, okay, not only am I going to make these fart sounds really funny, but also I'm going to make them smell really bad. And I'm going to make you giggle like crazy when you let out a silent fart. I mean, how fucking cool is that? I mean, that's one of my favorite parts about being a human is when I used to sit in these fucking corporate meetings. I hated corporate America, but I'm very grateful that it got me here. But I would sit in these meetings, and wasn't it the best to let out a silent but deadly fart and then look at somebody next to you and be like, and look at them like, ew, you know, it's like, and then you're like, oh my God, that was me. And you're trying not to laugh so hard. I mean, God is a freaking funny God. Like, think about that. I'm going to make the farts the funniest sounds ever. And I'm going to make it where you have to kind of like edge yourself a little bit, because if you go too far, you might fucking embarrass yourself. And if it's really good, it's going to smell really bad. And then I'm going to make it uncontrollably funny and really uncomfortable. And I'm going to make it for couples that can torture each other with farts. Like, think about that. Wow. I completely digressed on this podcast. What was I talking about? You are the cause, you are the cure, you are the answer. So to think about that, right? You are the cause, you are the cure, you are the answer. I hope that made you laugh, because that's what it's all about. But farts are really fucking funny. I mean, how fun is that, man? I always blast my son when I drop him off. I blast him with a little toot and he laughs. Ha ha ha. And then he tries to fart on me. Oh man, farts are funny. That's all I got. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so you are the cause, you are the cure, you are the answer. Yeah. So this is one of the things I get so much shit with. It's so funny, man. Is when I tell people, it's you, it's your fault. And they give me all that. I'm like, God, this person's never going to succeed. Because the first response out of their head is, no, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. I'm like, they're like, you don't. So they come up with all the reasons. You don't understand. I got cancer. It's hereditary, blah, blah, blah. They go on and on. I'm like, okay, sometimes shit happens. But it is your fault how you respond to it. Because I've seen people who have cancer that freaking are survivors and they freaking changed their whole attitude. They got their shit together. They got healthy. They fasted. They went on a keto diet, freaking cured their own cancer, right? And I've seen people that get cancer, like, you know, some people in my own family that not within, you know, within my own paradigm, they get some type of disease or some type of thing. I'm not talking about cancer specifically, but it's like, oh, my doctor said, you know, taking 9 different medications. They're sick all the time. It's like, and they focus on it. Oh, I'm so sick. I'm so sick. I'm so sick. Well, guess what? They're sick. They're right. And then I've seen people on the other side just freaking, no, I'm not sick. I'm good to go. I'm going to keep exercising. I'm going to keep moving. They ignore it and it goes away, right? So you are the cause. You are the cure. You are the answer. You are the cause of everything happening within your life as you're an adult. As what I always say adult, because when you're not in the care of an adult, right, a child can't really sometimes make the decisions, right? They're under the roof of a spouse, partner, loved one, you know, two, they're fighting, they're arguing. I mean, what are you going to do? Pack up and leave at 14 years old? Some of you do, but you know, a kid that's 8 years old and shit happens to them and they're told to, you know, keep a secret, and shit happened to me when I was a young kid that I don't really want to talk about, but I've dealt with it. And it's like, I, you know, it was just, I held it in for a very long time, which destroyed me. Right. But I didn't make those decisions. I was a kid. Where was I going to go? You know, you think about that shit and it's like, okay, so that's why I say adult. But when I became an adult, every single decision I made to put the fucking needles in my arm, to take opiates, to take steroids, to do weird shit as a bodybuilder, to do all that stuff, that was my fault. It wasn't my parents' fault. It's not how they raised me. It's not this and that. I didn't fucking blame the world, you know, and I could have, you know, blamed certain things that happened to me as a kid. Didn't have anything to do with my parents. You know, they were great parents, but you know, certain people did stuff to me that wasn't okay. And I could have sat there and blamed, or I could have said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to take responsibility because I am the cause. I'm the cure. I am the answer. Because I'm the cause of my pain through the acceptance of what is or isn't. So I decided to become forgiving. Okay. The cure is to forgive myself and the other people and release it. Okay. I'm the cause, I'm the cure. And the answer was to fucking activate after that, to not sit on my ass and bitch and complain and tell the story over and over. Oh, boo hoo me. I attempted suicide. Boom, I'm done. Okay. Fucking, couldn't even kill myself. Right. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to try it differently. So I decided to forgive, forget, release, and become the cure and the answer. And I started to become the answer through actions, through behaviors, through changing my attitude, through writing my own story, through stop blaming other people for my problems, to say I'm a victim and, you know, doctors give me depression medication. It's like, no, fuck all of you. I am the answer. Why am I the answer? Because God gave me the ability to think, to walk, to talk, and to have these trillions of things, to include funny farts in my body, to be able to make, I mean, that's so fucking cool. Like, how cool is that? That God gives me the ability to think, to walk, to talk, to act, to have all these trillions of things happening within my body. Like, how fucking cool is that? And you're taking, you're disrespecting that. Straight up, you are. And if you're mediocre and you're not doing anything with your life, you're disrespecting the creator. So if you're a believer in God and you know, those people, the Christians that come at me and say, you're not a Christian because you do plant medicines and you work with shamans and stuff, like, what? How does that not make me a Christian? Who created plant medicines? Who created plant medicines? Did a lab go out there and plant them in the middle? I mean, like, these things have been around for way fucking longer than you have, judgy person, God following person, whatever it is. It's like, you know, you're like, you're a non-Christian because I freaking love God. I follow the life of Jesus. Like, think about that. Just because I don't go to a box and praise inside of a church, which I don't care if you do that. I think that's great if you do that. I think that's awesome. All I care about is you're a good human being. I don't care if you praise Allah, Buddha, you know, the Pope. I don't care. As long as you're a fucking good human being, that's all I care about. You know, I don't praise anybody. I don't bow down to anybody. The only God I trust is the one that I feel internally. And, you know, I believe in God. I don't bow down. I don't fear God either. I don't fear God. I love God. God loves me. It's such a great relationship, right? So I digressed with that. The cause, the cure, Yeah, that's it. Because it cured my depression. It cured my sadness and made me a freaking really happy, enlightened person. And, you know, I've been able to build, you know, a $1 million company that's been able to employ people, help people, change their lives. We just traveled to Vegas as a family. It was freaking amazing. We had a great time. I got to see people have a great time and have fun. You are the cause. You are the cure. You are the answer. So stop acting like you're not. I mean, stop complaining. Stop freaking bitching about your life and do something about it. You are the cause. You are the cure. You are the answer. You are the cause of the things happening in your life. Somebody cheated on you. You're the cause of the pain that you keep causing to yourself. They moved on. They picked somebody else. They don't want you anymore. Fuck them. God said, hey, listen. Hey, God said, psst, I'm going to tell you a secret. This is a really shitty person. But you don't, you're like, oh no, God, no, they're not shitty. I don't believe you. So I'm going to keep pulling them into my paradigm. I'm going to bother the shit out of them. So they're still, why? God said, psst, psst, guess what? I just revealed you. They're a shitty person. You're a really good person. And I leveled you up. But why the hell do you keep going back? You are the cause. You are the cure. You're the answer. So your cause and effect is you're causing so much pain to yourself and your kids. Move on. God said, psst, psst. Take this road. But you're like, nope, I'm going to keep going down this road. I'm going to make their lives miserable. I'm going to keep fighting against it. When you gave me the answer and that person sitting at the other road waiting at the end for you that God wants for you, but you're completely resisting it. You are the cause. You are the cure. You are the answer. Get your shit together, warriors. Start making better decisions. Stop blaming your spouse for your problems. Okay, your sex life sucks, then fucking, you know, maybe get in some exercise, eat some better food, stop eating like shit, you know, stop blaming your spouse, stop blaming each other for everything. You guys fell in love for a reason, okay? You know, you gained a little bit of weight, that's your fault. You know, you're fucking got headaches all the time, you're probably eating like shit, you're probably stressed out, go for a walk, do something, go date again, you know? It's like, man, everybody thinks that we have to get a pill or we have to, you know, change everything. We have to go to counseling and have two people that don't even fucking know us tell us how to, and I'm not against counselors, but it's like, it's good to talk things out, but the fucking, you are the cause, you are the cure. Sit in silence, listen to God. Sit in silence. Get your shit together. Fucking stop eating junk food. Stop drinking every single night. How are you going to, if you drink every fucking night, how are you going to get the answer? You're putting poison in your body. I drank in Vegas, you know, last weekend and I fucking been feeling it all goddamn week. One night of hard drinking and I drink Friday and Saturday in 2 days and I fucking have felt it all week. So that tells you it's poison. I felt it all fucking week. My digestion's been fucked up. I've been farting. I mean, like, think about that. I've been eating like shit all week because of that one, those two decisions. But I am the cause. I am the effect. I did that. I understand that. I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm eating like shit this week because I drank a ton of alcohol last weekend. So I'm the cause. I'm the cure. I'm the one that created that. And I know that I got to get my shit together. So I probably won't drink again for another year. And I'm happy I did it. I'm not mad that I did it, but I know I'm the cause of this shitty eating because it spiked my insulin so hard, put a bunch of toxins in my body. And then it's just a habitual process. So get your shit together, warriors. Love you guys.